welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Anthony Rutgazer at Toronto Comic Con 2018. Anthony is a comic book writer, a stand-up comedian, a talk show host, a nightclub DJ, a pop culture blogger, and, perhaps most famously, a professional wrestler. During our chat, Anthony talks about Heroes of Homeroom C, his recent talk to a college writing class, his philosophy about writing stories, his fondness for reading independent comic books, his feats of wrestling, and support for Smash Wrestling, plus his plans for upcoming conventions. Before I go further, I encourage you to like this podcast on iTunes and definitely check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Like us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram so you can discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And now, here's my interview with Anthony Rutgazer at Toronto Comic Con 2018. So I'm chatting with Anthony. I'm here at Toronto Comic Con. If you could tell me what's new and exciting with you.
Absolutely nothing. You're wasting your time. You're drilling a dry hole. There's no water here. Heroes of Homeroom C is going pretty well. All the Kickstarters went out, and now just, you know, selling at conventions and happy to be getting feedback from people who have read it and enjoyed it. And writing a volume two and another project that I'm working on that I'm going to be drawing starting in the spring.
You can't say what that is.
Not really. But, doing a thing now, man. You know, now you produce a thing, now you have to go out there and sell it. So,
yeah. I read that you were recently at a college writing class, and you spoke there. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what you said to that.
That group. That was Jamar Nicholas, who's the creator of Leon, Protector of the Playground, which is a fantastic all-ages graphic novel. He teaches a college writing course in Philadelphia, and I did a Skype session with his writing class for an hour or so a few weeks back. And, in the end, I just told them, you know, create the best stories come from you. They're based on your life. So, you know, create something that speaks to your own truth, because that's what I want to read. I want to read, I'm going to be interested in your story because of you. So, you know, tell me the story that speaks to you.
I guess so many writers, creators these days see what's on the screen or in their comic book shops and figure, oh, I'll just write another Batman story or another Superman story. Yeah, like, that doesn't work, does it?
I don't care about that. You know, Dan Slott's already been writing Spider-Man for 10 years. He's pretty much covered it. So I want something original from you. My reading habits move more and more to indie comics, stuff like, you know, Bodhi Troll by Jay Fosgate and Jamar Nicholas's Leon the Professional, Jamal Igle's Molly Danger. Stuff like that. I'm looking for new and originals. Tell me a story. Tell me a new story in a way I haven't read before. You know, your twist on things. So, there's always going to be Spider-Man there somewhere. There's always going to be a Superman or a Batman, and it's not that there's nothing good in those books. There's great stuff in those books. There's great creators behind those books. But I get most excited by something new by somebody new.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's got to come from the heart, that's for sure. So what's next for you after this show? Have you got anything else big planned?
Well, tonight I'm wrestling at Superkicked in Toronto. I'm in a six-way dance, which means that I am beating up five guys half my age. TS for them. I do a lot of work for Smash Wrestling here in Toronto, which is on the Fight Network, and ondemand.smashwrestling.com, I think, is the address, so you can see all the TV episodes if you miss them on Fight. So a lot of wrestling is picking up for me in 2018, and then conventions, you know, here at Toronto Comic Con, Toronto Comic Arts Festival in May for the first time, Motor City Comic Con in May for the first time, Calgary Comic Expo in April for the first time. You know, just trying to get the book in front of as many people's eyes as possible.
And where can people go to find out more information about your book?
Aristocratscomics.com, all one word, or my website, rutgazer.com, RUTTGAIZER.com. And they can find me on social media, Twitter, AristocratsCMX, on Instagram, AristocratsComics.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Anthony for the chat. You can discover more about Anthony on Twitter at AristocratsCMX and online at AristocratsComics.com or RutGazer.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at Facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram at Instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics. Copyright 2018.